Gary has started a dialogue on what is happening on Illinois Road.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
69.
I-69 at the Illinois Road exit.
Thank you. Yeah, when you're heading south on 69, there was one exit ramp to go west on Illinois Road.
Yep.
You'd go under the bridge, and then there was another exit ramp to go east on Illinois Road.
Okay.
That all changed.
It's gone now. There's
right.
only one exit, but the signs all say Illinois Road West.
They're not marked.
They're not marked.
To let you know you can go both ways now. And it makes me nuts.
And it got me in December because I needed to use that exit. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to go here because I don't want to go west. But it was for both. You could go east or west, but it's not marked like
That's
that.
That's right.
All right. What did you want to say about this?
Good morning. I completely agree. I drive that stretch frequently because I live in the poor side of a boy. So if I've been up to the north side, I'm coming back down.
Right.
And I look at that sign and I'm going, wait a minute. The easy fix would be to take off the word west and just have it say Illinois Road.
Right.
And
right.
then you're going to know. You get up. I have to say, it's much better now. With the way they redesigned it, it's much safer if you're on 14 going east into town because you used to have to worry about people coming up the ramp and get over to get down the ramp if you were going to get on
69. That was crazy.
So it's a much
right.
safer interchange, but the signage needs to be changed.
Let me ask you this. Now, is that a permanent, the way it is now, is that going to be permanent or is
that? Yes, that is the permanent design.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.